had some gain in every day. Still praying as I own now. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world. Though Satan's darts at me are hurled, for faith is called the joyful sound, the song of Satan on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let
Jacob looked like he'd been in a fight. He wrestled with the angel all through the night. His friend said, Jacob, how'd you get in this mess? He smiled and told him, I got blessed. I got blessed
in the middle of my trouble.
Oh, I got blessed
in the midst of my struggle.
Oh, I went through a trial.
go through the trials and we go through the tests, right? Everybody. But guess what? We can say, it is well with my soul.
Now Job was a godly and upright man, perfect in all of his ways. Now the devil thought he could have his soul, and he would take his possessions away. So he stripped him of all of his riches, took his children, embittered his wife. But God said, my Redeemer liveth, and it is well with my soul.
love him, church. Come on, let's worship the Lord this morning. Glory, glory, glory. Come on, let's love him, love him, love him. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Job said it well. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. The only way he was able to say that, the verse before, said that Job bowed himself toward the ground and worshiped the Lord. Amen. If we'll worship the Lord this morning, how many realize our perspective will be God's perspective? Amen. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away, but Job said it well. Blessed, blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. Anybody this morning like to bless the name of the Lord? One more time, would you lift your hearts and your hands toward the Lord? Amen. Lift up that name above every name. Ah, we love you today, Lord. We magnify and glorify your name. Hallelujah. You're the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. Let's take a couple moments. Turn around, shake your neighbor's hand, step across the aisle. Amen. Greet each other in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Take a few moments. Welcome your neighbor in. Tell him it's good to see him. God's house today. Good to see each and every one in God's house today. Amen. We just look forward to what God has in store for us this week. Remember, revival starting tonight. Amen. Brother and Sister Webb are on their way in, should be in this afternoon, early this afternoon, and we just look forward to what the Lord has in store for us in revival this week. So remember, revival tonight, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, every night, 7:30, and then Friday night is the wild game dinner. And remember that. If you haven't got your tickets for that, make sure you do today. This is the cutoff, and look forward to that. If you have any questions, see Brother John Pageant, but Brother Doug Webb will be preaching Friday night at the Wild Game Dinner, and that's a great outreach, a wonderful outreach for our church, to our community, and just be in prayer the Lord would grab somebody's heart Friday night and with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and realize without him, nothing else matters. Amen. He is the only thing that matters. And so remember that event Friday night. And then next Sunday, the Lord willing, Brother and Sister Webb will be with us all day long. So it's going to be a wonderful week. And just make sure nothing gets in your way for revival. Clear your schedule. And don't let life or the devil or anything jump in the way. Just let's have revival. Trust you're enjoying reading the Bible through as a congregation this year. And we had a wonderful time in the house of the Lord Wednesday night. And God came to us, had a good altar service. And just look forward to what God's got for us today. But I encourage you, Sunday school hour today, a lot of things were rolled out. And I trust you enjoyed your new class and the different things that are going on. And I encourage you to be in Sunday school. And it starts at 10 o'clock every Sunday. And it'll be a blessing to you, your family, and your children. All right, so remember that if you would. Pray for the new teachers that have taken classes and that God would just direct their steps and bless their classes. They lead through this year, that God would bless each family. And as God blesses the families, how many realize God will bless the church? Amen. But just pray one for another. The Lord would strengthen us and help us as we find the mind of God and the will of God for our families and the church. But I just encourage, if you're not part of Sunday school, jump on board right now. And remember this week and be here 10 o'clock, all right, next Sunday. And look forward to what the Lord's going to do in each one of those classes. Deacons, this morning, would you help me as we worship the Lord in our tithes and offerings? Let's give as unto the Lord. Amen. God bless you for your faithfulness. Amen. To the house of the Lord and the work of God. Appreciate Brother Jeremy, Brother David, and Brother Johnny Sykes. Appreciate these men, how they serve the church faithfully and selflessly. And we just appreciate their leadership. Amen. Brother Jeremy, lead us to the Lord in prayer, if you would, please. Amen. God bless you as you give. Sister Beth, come on, get ready to sing for us.
All alone in ditches. All alone and brokenhearted, trying to calm the raging battle in my mind. In search of many answers that my troubled soul just couldn't seem to find. I saw the flower blooming where there was no rain or sunshine. And I knew not that this flower would change the rest of my life. I found the lily in my valley. I found strength when I was worn. I found a place to leave my burdens. I found refuge from my storm. A place I could trade my dark skies for a beacon. I found a place to leave my burdens. I found refuge from my storm. A place I could trade my dark skies for a beaming ray of sunshine. I found a lily in and he blooms all the time. So if you're down and brokenhearted and you just can't seem to find peace of mind, if your troubled heart is searching and your problems are looking greater all the time, He'll take you in and break the ties that bind. He'll be your lily in your valley. You can watch him bloom all the time. He'll be your lily in your valley. He'll be strength when you are worn. He'll be a place to leave your burdens. He'll be refuge from your storm. A place you can trade your dark skies for a beaming ray of sunshine. He'll be your lily in your valley. You can watch him bloom all the time. I found the lily in my valley. I found strength when I was worn. I found a place to live. Storm, a place I could trade my dark skies for a beaming ray of sunshine. I found the lily in my valley, and he blooms all the time. He'll be your lily in your valley. You can watch him bloom all the time.
Oh yes. Amen. Amen. Shout that name Jesus with me, church. Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of St. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 10. Amen. As you're turning there, amen, let me welcome all of our first-time guests that are visiting with us to the house of the Lord today. Amen. We just welcome you into our services and glad to have each and every one of you. Church, let's let them know we're glad to have them. Amen. In God's house today. Amen. Amen. Welcome back to all of the Heritage students as well. And just appreciate them being back in the house of the Lord. Mark chapter number 10, starting at verse number 46. The Bible says, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning about letting go of your limitations. Amen. Letting go of your limitations. Amen. God bless you as you're seated today in the presence of the Lord. Amen. If you're here today and there's a limitation in your life, amen, I pray when we come to the altar in a little while, God, through His Spirit, will just challenge your heart, challenge your life, that we leave today with no limitations in our life. Amen. But we're free to serve the Lord. Amen. I want to talk to you today about blind Bartimaeus. We've heard much preaching about him, but I want to I want to talk to you today about his limitation, his recognition, and his expectation. Notice with me, first of all, his limitation. The Bible says that as they come to Jericho, that with his disciples, there's a great number of people following Jesus. And as they pass by, they look to the side of the road, and there's a man by the name of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus. Now, we assume that that's his name, and the scripture alludes us to the fact that it probably would have been, but really, the Bible also tells us in a positive manner that it was the son of Timaeus, that this young boy, this blind man, was the son of Timaeus. And so Bar, meaning the son of, his name is Bartimaeus, or the son of Timaeus. So whether it's his official name or that's just what he became known as, all of the community knew him. That's Bartimaeus. That's Timaeus's blind son. And as the culture was in that day, there was not much hope or much help for someone in that predicament. And so he's left on the roadside begging. That is the totality of his life. He's probably not there just begging this day, but he's probably in some sort of a handicapped camp, and he's probably living in that vicinity. So he's not only begging on the side of the road, but more than likely, he's in some sort of camp outside of the city. That's where he's living. And that's where we find him in this story. He's simply blind Bartimaeus. It's Timaeus's blind son. If you listen to the text or you listen to the tenor of the text, you hear the lack of expectation that people have placed upon him. It's just Timaeus's blind son. That's just blind Bartimaeus, and that is how he became known throughout the community. He was limited by the expectation of others. He was limited by his own physical condition. He's just one of the blind men sitting at the side of the road. But by the time this story is over, we have a completely different picture of him. But have you ever had your identity placed upon you by somebody else? You know, Bartimaeus, I'm sure when he was born, can you imagine when Timaeus had that son, there was probably expectations that that father had for that son. There were probably expectation that Timaeus had that he was going to be able to do with his son. But yet when he was born with this condition, he's very, very limited. He's very, 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 very handicapped. And so he's not even able to live up to his own dad's expectation. And can you imagine the hopelessness inside of this father's heart that his son is born with a condition that he cannot help his son? He can't help his son, and Bartimaeus even cannot help himself. He's so very, very limited. There's conditions that you and I have that sometimes we cannot help ourselves. We cannot heal ourselves. Even those around us that love us, they cannot heal us or even help us. And so we do what we do when we find somebody in that kind of a case. We just try to make their life as comfortable as we possibly can. And so we sit him on the side of the road and we give him a garment that was probably licensed by the government. And he was a legal beggar. He was able to sit on the side of a road, and that's the totality of your life. Your life is never going to supersede that limitation that's been placed on you by the government. You're a beggar. You're blind. You're always going to be blind. You're always going to be a beggar, and that is the totality of your life. And so he sat on the roadside begging. That was his identity, and all that he had was a garment. All that he had was that garment that was probably, as I said, given to him of the government. So when men gave alms, he was almost had a government seal that it was legal to give him alms, that men passed by. Even the Jews were not allowed to touch him, and so they probably dropped that garment that he had, probably became sort of a catching pan as they threw their alms arms down toward him. And that was as close and as much as anybody could do for him, was just throw him some alms and try to make him comfortable in the condition that they could not heal. Amen. Amen. You get that? Amen. They were just simply trying to make him comfortable in the condition that nobody could heal. But as we unfold this story today, we realize that there is one. I said there is one by the name of Jesus. How many knows that he has all power in heaven and in earth? But let me ask you this morning, what garment do you use for security to cover up problems that you cannot fix? Who do you go to? Where do you seek comfort when you have situations that you cannot heal? Notice his limitation. And so he's limited, and this garment is really all that he has. It is not only his identity, but it is his security. It is his means of survival. Notice this. All that he has is an endurance strategy. He doesn't have an exit strategy. All he is trying to do is to get through today. Give me a little bit of alms to empower me in my situation. He has no thought. He has no idea how to get out of the situation he is in. He is simply trying to endure the situation that he has. And there are so many people in life that they feel like, because of what their name is or who their friends are or are not, or how much money they do have or don't have, or what condition they might have or don't have, they feel like they're just limited to that station in life, and there's no way to get better. There's no way to get healed. There's no way to try to find any kind of normality in life. But oh, today, I'm glad Bartimaeus is in Scripture, because it brings hope to us. I said it brings hope to us when situations look beyond hopeless or look beyond the capability of healing, and when situations look like that it could never be any different than what it already is. There's one by the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. But that garment that he wraps around him, Amen. He's hanging out with you. Here's what we like to do. When we're in a situation of life, we like to hang around people that are where we are at in life. You know, two other gospel writers give to this same story. They don't call Bartimaeus by name, but they allude to the fact that there were other blind men there. Bartimaeus wasn't by himself. He wasn't the only beggar blind on the side of the road. But his fraternity was this: we hang around people that have problems just like us. That's who we like to hang around. That when we have a situation we cannot heal, a lot of times what we do is we want to go to somebody else who has the same condition as us, because it's as if we find, can I say misery? Can we find misery loves company? That we just like people that have the same situation. But this day is going to be a whole lot different, because there's going to be one that passes by that doesn't care about the condition. He doesn't care about the past. He doesn't care about who your daddy is. He's going to ask a question. Do you really want to be healed? Do you want to throw off those limitations? Do you want to find healing? I'm glad today to represent one that loves each and every one of us, that loves us unconditionally, and regardless of the situations that we are in. Hear me today. If there's limitations in your life that you'd like to throw off today, step with me into this text, because today is a new day. Today is a different day. There is one that is passing by. He's not going to Jericho to do business. He's not going to sleep and bed down like others are doing. But there's one passing by today by the name of Jesus, and he is on the lookout for people that have conditions and limitations. He can raise the dead. He can open blinded eyes. He unstops deaf ears. It is Jesus Christ that even loves the unlovable. Oh, today's a different kind of a day. Hallelujah. Notice with me as Bartimaeus recognizes that. Notice his recognition. He recognizes his opportunity. I don't know how long he's been on the roadside begging. I don't know how many days he's had that garment. Alms. We're not told.
But we are led to believe that that is the only expectation that he has and anybody else has of his life. But he recognizes this day. There's a crowd passing by. Your Bible says that it is a great crowd, a multitude of people. Bartimaeus understands, he hears that it is Jesus that is passing by. Now, undoubtedly, he knows something about Jesus because he is going to call out on the Son of David, that messianic title of Jesus Christ. He is not going to repeat just the common vernacular, but very few times in Scripture were the titles Son of David given to Jesus. It was secluded. It was reserved. But there is this prophetic significance that Jesus is headed to Calvary. And I believe that Bartimaeus has some sort of an insight, because he shouts out, "Thou Son of David, thou Son of David, I believe in who you are. I may have this garment wrapped around me, amen, ordained by the government of Jericho, but I understand there's one that is the King of Kings. And I understand there is one that is the Lord of Lords." And he shouts out, well, matter of fact, he didn't even shout out. The rendering is he screams out. He screams out. He screams at the top of his lungs. Why? There's a large crowd and there's a lot going on. But one thing I know about him, he is not going to procrastinate. And he screams out, "Jesus, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." He recognized his opportunity. I would today that somebody in this house, that you would recognize your opportunity. I would you realize today that today is a different day, that you've had that garment out, and you, maybe you've just been begging. Maybe that's all you've been doing, is trying to get alms from somebody. Alms, 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 and that's all that you think your life will be. And the devil shouts in your ears, "Amen, do you know what you've done? Do you know who you are? There's no hope for you. There's no way out. There's no deliverance." Amen, and we just try to beg from a little thing of this world. But oh, today I'm telling you, friend, it is a new day. This is your opportunity. This is your hour. And if you'll cry out to Jesus, if you'll cry out to the Son of God, I believe there's a God in heaven. Just like he healed Bartimaeus, he can heal your life of whatsoever disease that you have. But you got to shout out, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." But this service here was pretty much about like our services. And that is, as soon as you try to cry out, not only do you recognize your opportunity, but you got to recognize your opposition. Think about it. These men are following Jesus. A blind man calls out for help. Shh. Shh. Quiet down. Quiet down. Quiet down. Quiet down. There's always, hear me, there's always going to be somebody in the vicinity of where you're sitting in the sanctuary that has that same spirit. Shh. Shh. Quiet. Why are you making such a fuss? Don't you know this is a house of reverence? Amen. We're supposed to be quiet, decent, and in order. But we're not supposed to be dead either. And if there's somebody that has a need in their life, let me tell you, you're never out of order to call on the name of Jesus. You're never out of order to shout that name, Jesus. If you're sitting there today and you feel like you've got limitations, and you feel like you've got 1,000 pounds on your shoulder, and you feel like, "Oh, I'd like to be set free. I'd like to be healed. I'd like to be delivered." You don't have to wait for me to finish. You don't have to wait for another song. I'll tell you what you do. Shout that name, Jesus. Shout that name, Jesus. I said there's healing in that name. There's power in that name. There's deliverance in that name. I said that name is a resurrected name. Whoa, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Somebody shout that name, Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory. Jesus. Shh. I don't know what it actually, I think I got a good idea when I read about some politicians have opposition research on each other. I think I know what that means. I don't like it, but I think I know what it means. What's the devil's opposition research look like about you? Well, if I could just keep them discouraged for another service, I've just about got them. If I could just get that baby crying, I could get them distracted enough. They won't try to go to that altar this morning. How many knows the devil does opposition research on you? He'll do anything he can. He'll do anything he can to keep you from lifting your hand toward heaven. But I pray the Holy Ghost steps on the right side of this sanctuary, amen, today, and knocks on your door and says, if you want to let go of your limitations, today is your day. I pray in this middle section, amen, the Holy Ghost would stop by and say, it's a different day. It's a different day. The Holy Ghost, would it be all right? Can I find anybody on this left side that say it'd be all right if the Holy Ghost just stopped by and say, it's a different day. Jesus is passing by. Jesus is passing by. I got news, friend, today. We're not serving a dead God. We're not serving a little God. You don't have to stay in your situation. You don't have to watch your marriage fall apart. You don't have to stay bound. You don't have to stay addicted. You don't have to let bitterness rule your life. There's a God in heaven with all power in heaven and in earth. There's a God that rose on Easter morning. There's a God this morning that says he'll set you free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You! Glory, glory, glory. Oh, I know him. I said, I know him. I used to be a beggar. I used to be blind. And I used to be hellbound. But thank God Almighty, I've been saved. I've been washed in the blood. I've been forgiven. I can lift my hands. I can worship. I can shout. There's nobody like Jesus. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. But I tell you how to let go of your limitation. You ready? Are you ready for this? This garment was given to him of the government. I don't know how much alms he had collected that day. But that garment was everything he owned. At the end of the day, I'm sure he would take his hands and begin to feel the money and understood how good of a day it had been. At the end of the day, he would retreat to that homeless camp. And that same garment that he used to collect money, he would wrap himself up in at night. It was all that he had. He was a beggar. I said he was a beggar. He was just trying to get through the day. That's all that he cared about. But after he shouted Jesus, notice his expectation. For your Bible said, they called him. They said, Bartimaeus, Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling. Oh, Holy Ghost, right now, call somebody. I said, call somebody to salvation. I say, call somebody to deliverance right now. Oh, Holy Ghost, right now. I would to God there's a backslider right now. Amen. Let God trouble your heart. I would to God right now, somebody that's discouraged. He's calling you to encouragement. Somebody that's depressed. He's calling you to joy. Oh, church, why don't you lift your hand? Ask God to call somebody this morning. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus is passing by. You can't procrastinate. Jesus is headed to Calvary. Here's your opportunity. But notice what happens. When Bartimaeus is called, your Bible said that garment that was his identity and his security, he cast it away. I don't know what that means to you, What it means to me is this. He threw away his financial security. He threw away everything that this world had given him hope in. In my heart, I believe, as he stood to go to Jesus. Well, let me back up here for just a second. You might have lost your sight, and it might look hopeless. You say, I can't get out. But wait a minute. Come here. The Bible said he heard. He heard it was Jesus passing by. He couldn't see, but he heard. He heard. Sometimes you've got to give God praise for what you do have. Sometimes there are things that we have lost, but if there's some things that you've still got, you need to praise God. Amen. We might be able to have a funeral this morning for some of the things that it looks like you've lost, but can I remind you, you're still in God's house. Can I remind you, you've still got health. You've still got, oh, hallelujah. Sometimes we've just got to give God praise. I haven't lost everything. I haven't lost everything. I've still got an opportunity. I really believe he got up to go to Jesus. It was a moment of faith. It was a moment of expectation. What he is saying is this: I am not going to be blind much longer. I am not going to be a beggar. What he is saying is this: when I get up and leave, I'm not coming back. I am not coming back. He's going to heal me, and I'm going to follow Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, let somebody know this morning, when you get up out of that pew and come to this altar, you look the devil in the face and say, I ain't coming back. I ain't coming back. You've had me bound. You've had me beat down. But I'm not coming back. Well, stand with me right now. Lift your hands toward heaven. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Beth and three or four other Holy Ghost filled sisters, come on, gather around that altar over there. Dad and three or four, Brother Robbie, a couple other Holy Ghost preachers, just get right over there for a second, because I'm going to need you to pray with some folks in a moment. I just got belief right now. I just got faith right now. I just got faith right now. This is what you look like right now, but in a couple of moments, that's what you're going to look like. Right now, you look beat down. Like it's hopeless. Right now it looks like the story is over. Oh, but I can get you to cast away that garment. If I can get you to throw away your limitation. Oh, hallelujah. If I can get you to say, today is a new day. Today is another opportunity. I said, the devil is a liar. I said, the devil is a liar. I said, Jesus. Somebody shout that name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, throw away that limitation. Oh, before we come to this altar, church, one time, would you lift your hands toward heaven? Amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Come on, church, pray like somebody's going to get set free. Pray like somebody's going to get saved. Pray like somebody's going to get delivered. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, right now, somebody, you want to throw off that limitation. Amen. Come on, my altar workers. Come on out here where they can see you. Amen. Come on, you want to throw off that limitation. And you say, today's my day. Today's my day. I'm letting go of failure. I'm letting go of the past. I'm letting go. I'm letting go. I'm letting go. I said, right now, join me at this altar. Come on. Come on right now. Throw off that limitation. Throw off that past. Throw off that mistake in Jesus' name right now. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
It always makes yes.
Come on right now.
When Jesus praise passes
the Lord.
By.
Oh, somebody right now. Come on, step out into that aisle.
Glory. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes,
it's a new day.
He always glory. Shines a ray of light. The darkening clouds must find.
Hallelujah.
It always makes a difference when
right now.
Jesus passes by.
Jesus is passing by. Jesus is passing by. Jesus is passing by.
The devils tremble. The enemy flees. When Jesus comes on the scene,
hallelujah.
He always shines a ray of light.
Right
the darkening clouds must find. It always makes a difference when Jesus comes.
Right now, right now, hurry, hurry. Amen. Right now is your opportunity. Come on, come on. Who'll break that ice? Who'll be first? Come on. Hallelujah. There's others. There's many I'm looking at in this congregation right now. Say, I want to throw it off. I want to throw off that limitation. I don't want to be identified. I don't want to be identified with my past. I want a new past in Jesus. You say, I don't want anybody to embarrass me, preacher. Hey, we're not here to embarrass you. We're here to see you get free. We're here to see you shout and dance and feel the joy of the Lord. Don't stand there and act like you don't have any problems. Don't stand there and act like you're not bound. Don't stand there and act like you don't need the joy of the Lord. The devil's a liar. Amen. Come to this altar and let these Holy Ghost filled saints of God rebuke the devil and plead the blood. Hallelujah. Now, do it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Spirit of the living God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this congregation. Lord, I've tried to preach my heart. Lord, I've tried to preach what you gave to me. I pray that I preach it in the anointing of God.
When Jesus passes,
somebody needs to throw off their limitations.
The devil's
Lord, somebody needs to let go. Let go.
When Jesus comes on the scene.
Jesus.
He always shines.
Oh, somebody needs to let go.
The darkness.
Say, I need prayer. I need help. I need God.
He always makes a difference.
Oh, come on, church.
When Jesus passes.
Hallelujah.
By.
Hallelujah. Oh, God's good to us. Oh, praise his name. Praise his name.
Touch me now.
Oh, hallelujah. Let go.
So Jesus let go. Let him down out of town and touch his eyes that day.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
As trees walking, so Jesus touched him once.
Oh, my God, my God. You've been.